Pray with me.
Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today we hear Jesus speak of two parables about the kingdom of God. The first parable is the parable of the sower. It's about how the kingdom of God grows. I think in many ways this parable's lesson is hard for us as the church to learn. A lot of ink has been spilled and time been spent in council meetings trying to come up with a perfect plan to grow the church. And given the fact that some of the largest populations of Christians now are in Africa and South America, while churches in our own country seem to be declining, pastors and other church leaders feel the added pressure to grow the church today. We anxiously feel that we need to do something, but are not always united in what that something is. We think if we only had this, or if we only had that, we could grow the church. Or if we only had more youth, of course the youth, they're the future of the church. Not realizing that's a lot of pressure for our youth. It also gives permission for those who are not considered the youth to do anything. Perhaps we think of the ideal church of yesterday, when in reality, the yesterday's church was not really that ideal. We want some great marketing strategy for dramatic growth, and we are discouraged when all our best laid plans seem to bear little fruit. And sadly, too many times, the motivation for church growth has more to do with keeping the doors open so we can still gather as a community, and less about the desire to truly witness to others about Christ so they can receive new eternal life. But Jesus gives us some really good news today. Church growth is never about us. It's not our job nor our place to grow the church. So we don't have to feel anxious anymore. Why? Because God does the growth. We are to follow Christ in planting the seed of the kingdom of God. The seed of the kingdom of God is the good news, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the inbreaking of God's reign in the world and the power of God to change the world and us from a path that leads to death instead of life. The kingdom of God is spreading like a mustard seed in fertile soil of receptive human hearts. The growth and final result of the kingdom is a mysterious, untamed gift and miracle of God. Yes, our participation is necessary, but the growth and the outcome of the kingdom is not based on our own efforts, but based on the will and desire of God. We are called to be faithful witnesses of the kingdom by being Christ's witnesses in the world. We are called and blessed to participate in God's transforming love. Now, the second parable, the parable of the mustard seed, is about the certainty of the kingdom. The kingdom may appear as insignificant as a tiny mustard seed. And our planting the seed of the gospel in people's lives many times probably feels fruitless. But we never know what God-given fruit may grow from our witness. It may just be the word of the gospel, the word of Jesus Christ to call others to new life, that may take deep roots in their hearts in the midst of their suffering. A kind word, a word of compassion and mercy to our neighbor that embodies the gospel's love, hope, faith, might just be that small mustard seed in someone's life to help them turn toward Christ and let the kingdom live in them. Like a mustard bush that vigorously takes over a fertile garden, the kingdom of God that appears small and insignificant takes over the world, embracing those forgotten and downcast in our society. In Christ, we indeed see the kingdom come. It comes with power and might to destroy sin and death, to make us whole, to give us abundant life. In Ezekiel, we hear how God himself is the eagle who will plant his kingdom of grace that will grow like a noble cedar, in which every kind of bird will live in the shade of its branches. But Jesus reveals in his parable that the greatness of God is different than the world's idea of greatness. The kingdom of God that is depicted as a mighty and noble cedar in Ezekiel's vision comes as a mustard seed that grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so the birds of the air may make nests in its shade. It reaches out to the four corners of the world so that all the birds, the nations, can rest in God's grace. It comes as a mystery and a surprise, showing up in the day-to-day sufferings of the world. And the greatness of God comes as a man named Jesus Christ dies on a cross in victory over sin and death. And in our weakness, the kingdom reveals its mighty, unstoppable power to change and redeem lives. Now, of course, the kingdom of God will be fully realized when Christ returns. When the grain is ripe, he will come to bring in the harvest. And the kingdom of God will be revealed in all its power and glory, transforming the world by Christ's mighty acts of love, gathering all the nations, the birds, into God's grace. But in the meantime, we are called to be the resurrection people, people who have faith, a people who have hope. We are called to endure the sufferings of this world, knowing that it won't last forever. We are called to trust in the power of God's kingdom, the world ushered in by Jesus Christ. And so even though the world seems to tell us something different, even though through our struggles of this world that bog us down with concerns and anxiety and, yes, pain and suffering, and even though the world seems a lot of times like the devil's having his way, we know that the kingdom is here in Jesus Christ. Through his Son, God will set all things right. We will live in his presence and his grace and his peace. We will share in the abundant, rich, never-ending life of God. So our suffering will not last forever, and we will endure in hope. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we go out to be that hope, to plant that seed so God can grow his kingdom. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we go out to meet the world, sowing the seeds of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we will put our trust in God and what God says and does through his Son, Jesus Christ. We will trust that God will use our small beginnings to transform the world and broken hearts, those broken hearts of suffering, so the power of the kingdom of God, the presence of Christ, may dwell in them, and so they may see the kingdom of God's extravagant, foolish love growing in us. Amen.